Instruction: speak in an emotive and friendly tone.
Instruction: speak in a friendly but serious tone.
Warmly, hey there, listeners. Today's episode is about the crypto market's big shakeup and why it's actually a good thing. Imagine this. After years of wild speculation, the crypto world is finally taking a deep breath. Yuval Ruz, co-founder of Digital Asset, says this isn't chaos, it's a necessary reset. A chance to weed out the fluff and focus on what really matters.
Calmly, exactly. The recent volatility isn't just noise, it's a reckoning. Ruz argues that the market is correcting itself by stripping away projects that promised the moon, but delivered nothing. These empty shell tokens. They've been the backbone of crypto for years, but they're built on hype, not substance.
Enthusiastically, right. Think of the projects that popped up overnight. Vague white papers, no real use case, just a token to trade. Some of them even had governance systems that let token holders vote on nothing. It's like a game of guess the future rather than building something real.
Seriously, that's the crux of it. These projects relied on hype to prop up their prices. But when the market shifts, the illusion shatters. And that's not a bad thing, it's a maturation. The industry's finally shedding the unsustainable and focusing on what actually works.
Excitedly, absolutely. This correction is steering money toward projects that deliver real value. Think of blockchain networks that power cross-border payments or tokenize real assets. These are the ones that'll survive and thrive.
Thoughtful, and now, it's not just retail investors who are tuning in. Institutions are stepping in, too. They're not chasing the latest meme coin. They're looking for infrastructure that can scale, secure, and sustain.
Energetically, exactly. The new institutional mandate is all about three things: real value, privacy, and predictability. Let's break it down. First, real value, projects that solve real problems, not just hype.
Measured, like blockchain platforms that enable efficient settlements or tokenize real-world assets. These are the ones institutions are flocking to because they're practical, not just pretty.
Passionate. Then there's privacy. Corporations and banks need to protect sensitive data. That's why privacy-focused blockchains, with zero-knowledge proofs and encryption, are becoming must-haves.
Seriously, and predictability. Institutions want stability. They need clear regulations, reliable tech, and transparent governance. Projects that lack these are seen as high risk, no matter how flashy they look.
Uplifting, this shift isn't just about survival, it's about growth. The crypto space is evolving from a playground for speculation to a serious contender for mainstream finance. It's time to focus on what can deliver, not just what can go up.
Calmly, the implications are huge. For developers, the message is clear: build with purpose. For investors, it's about looking beyond the noise and investing in projects that align with real-world needs.
Warmly, this correction isn't a failure, it's a turning point. It's the crypto market shedding its skin to become something stronger, more resilient, and more aligned with the future of finance. The future isn't just about hype anymore, it's about substance.
Thoughtfully, and that's the beauty of it. The industry's finally embracing its role as a foundation for innovation, not just a speculative asset. It's a journey, but one that's worth taking.
Enthusiastically. So, listeners, here's the takeaway. The great crypto reckoning isn't the end, it's the beginning of something bigger. Stay curious, stay informed, and let's build a future where crypto delivers on its promise.
Seriously, and remember, the market's not just correcting itself, it's evolving. The real value isn't in the noise, but in the quiet, steady work of building something that lasts.